All right, we are back. Thanks again for tuning in to KOVE, 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. And as I teased before the break, it is the Wednesday after a Lander City Council meeting, which means it's time for Monty's Minutes. Lander Mayor Monty Richardson will fill us in on all the goings-on from the meeting and what's happening in Lander. And he brought along Chief of Police Scott Peters as well to give us some LPD updates. But before we get to it, how are we doing this morning, gentlemen?
Good, Vince. How are you?
All doing great. Appreciate you guys stopping by.
Doing good, Vince.
Thank you for swinging in, Mayor. So last night we had a pretty big packed council meeting, correct?
Right. It was quite a long council meeting. A lot of things we had to approve, resolutions, and a new business, and ratify the mayor to sign grants, agreements, and stuff. So went well. It was a good meeting. I think that I'll just hit touch. We had to do a public hearing, and that was for the introduced reading of our budget. And I said that went well, and not a lot of questions on that. But our total budget was $48,697,738. So
okay,
we have a good budget. The budget's healthy. I think we're doing well. You know, we've made cuts the last few years, and those cuts were very important to do. I mean, we're still not out of the water yet. I think we got to look at where we are with recessions and everything else that are going to come on down the pike, which we can already see. You know, with interest rates and people with money and annuities and stuff, they're dropping. So and stock market's dropping. So we got to keep an eye on all that as well. But like I said, our budget's healthy. I want to tell people that. Heard that we're broke, but we're not broke. We're just working on it and trying to keep a healthy budget. So
okay,
if you have any questions, please give us a call. You know, we talked about the fire airport and fire hall manager's job description as well last night, and changed it a little bit because that job description, he needs to be under the mayor, the airport and fire hall manager, so he'll report to the mayor as well.
Oh, okay.
So less people in between. So I said it went real well. We're starting our succession plan again. We have Tammy Hatchew that's going to retire in September as clerk, and we're going to move some different people around in different positions, but it'll still be within our budget.
Yeah, because there was someone filling in for her, or sitting in last night at the meeting, correct?
Right, so we're doing a lot of cross-training and stuff, and which I think is a good thing, you know, because you'll have everybody in there that can do everybody's job. So.
Right, right.
But that was good. We amended the salary structure, and that was for the change in those job descriptions a little bit. Still not, same money is still there. It's just how we work it around. We closed, had a resolution 1245 exempting a portion of Maine from first to fourth for open container. That was Climbers Festival.
Okay.
So that'll be that one night. They have that on Friday night, I think it is. So coming up, everything's coming up fast.
It is. It's July 4th will be here before we know it.
Was it 2 weeks? So we got to get busy building floats and stuff. We did resolution 1246 is authorized open container for July 4th. So that'd be from 10 in the morning till midnight, I guess, is what it says. So just let people know. Just be careful and safe out there. I know the chief's going to talk about it a little bit, but I'm going to throw it out there, man. Everything was wet. Everything grew, and now we got to start knocking our weeds and lawns down.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'll let chief talk about that. But we need to take care of that as well, because we do have fireworks coming up too. So, and
that's mega important to think about. I mean, like we were talking about the council meeting last night, it's, you know, not anyone's fault. I mean, it happened quick. I mean, it was a bunch of rain, and then if you didn't mow it that day that you had sunshine for one day, then it was another week of rain, and it
just got caught right up with us.
Yep, but it's got to be taken care of.
And there's a lot of lots out there, and if you own one of them that looks like they're hay fields right now, we really need to knock them down. And it would save us a lot of time if people just take care of their properties.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them I know that don't live here have them, and we'll get a hold of them and get them knocked down. But a lot of work to do to get that cleaned up, so I can't thank our code enforcement and the chief and the police department for taking those tasks on. Just a little bit, we did new business. We ratified my signature for a WBC grant agreement for the Table Mountain Living Community Infrastructure for the amount of $889,105. So, like I said, we had to get those in at a certain time, so that's just ratifying my signature.
That was an expected grant. That
right, it was a 100% grant.
Nice.
So, which made it nice. We had to sign an authorization for the Wildland Fire Management and Sanford Act response agreement. That way, if we need them, we can call Wildland Fire in, and they can give us a hand. Or if they need our equipment, we need their equipment. And it's an exchange program.
Okay.
So we can use them, and I think we need to do that. So, and like I said, we did approval of a CS-22.1 county subdivision at Frank's Estates. So that went through, and the same with the minor plat for 506 Sweetwater was passed. We authorized the mayor to sign a taxi construction agreement with Century Companies for the airport, and it was $2,999,756. So, big project going on at the airport. This is sponsored by YDOT and FAA. So, a lot of things going on, and a lot of projects going on, as you'll see this summer. Still working on the Wells project up there with signed a signature for WWC Engineering Professional Service, an agreement for the Lander Wells project. And if you don't know where that's right above the 4 million gallon tank up by the treatment plant. And what that'll be is putting pumps in and a station for purifying the water so we can pump it directly into the 4 million gallon tank. And that's going to give us extra water to rely on. We dry up a little bit, but we're not in the states to use those pumps yet, so we got to get the agreements and the grants.
But it's
in the pipeline. So,
literally. Yeah.
Yep, a lot of things going on, and it was a good meeting last night. As you know, we did a proclamation also at the beginning for Wind River Pride Month. That's mm-hmm. a national thing. It's all over the country. Mm-hmm. So we did a proclamation. So, but. No.
There was the swearing-in ceremony, too, for the...
The firemen, yes. And good thing you brought that up. Bobby Johnson sworn one of the firemen that he'd been there and just did all of his book work and his work. And
Burke was his name, correct?
Burke.
Yeah, last name. I think the first name was Grant, but I can't remember.
I think you're right.
Last name was Burke.
I know him because of Taylor Alexander. So... It's her boyfriend or fiance. And,
okay. Yeah, so, young guy. I mean, you could tell he's really excited.
Right. And that's a good thing. So, and like I said, you meet people and then you don't see them for a while because they're busy and got jobs and they're volunteering. And volunteers are important to the city. They very, very much are, you know, from the fire department out there to any of the organizations, you know, Kiwanis and Rotary. And those are all people that, our volunteering, our lift committee is all volunteer mm-hmm. committee, our LEADA committee is all volunteers. So we can't run the city without volunteers or we'd be doing all this work, Chief. So just a great thing. So just wanted to let people know I was gone 3 days last week to WAM Summer Convention that we have down in Laramie this last year.
What is WAM again for our listeners who don't
Wyoming
know?
Wyoming Associations of Municipalities.
Okay.
So all the mayors and engineers and legislators get together and talk about it. I got to be on the resolution committee this year, which was kind of a big thing, so we can send resolutions forward to the Senate when they have their meetings in February.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we're already starting that. So there's a lot of work to be done. You know, learn a little more about economic development. That was a great thing for me. And found out everybody's in the same boat we are is housing, you know. And like I said, it was just an awesome class to take. USDA took USDA funding, rural development class on how we could get funding from them, which made it sound simple, but I know it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, that's what I have Ray Jean down there doing, writing grants and stuff. The chief always writes grants for the police department. I have Shari writing grants, so, and so is Lance. So it takes a lot to make the city work, and I think we're going to have to try and survive on grants with all of our projects. And
yeah.
And like I said, I found out that every town and city has deferred maintenance costs. And so we're not all by ourselves in this.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, it's a good thing to go to those summer workshops. I mean, just a lot of opportunities, you know, and lots of infrastructure funding available. So, but everybody's going to be applying for it. You know, $50 million don't go very far when you have... We could use $50 million and not get all of our projects fixed.
Right. I mean, so, how much did you say it is per just road?
Right. Well, it's $1 million per block infrastructure.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So
I mean, that's water, sewer. That's digging it down and recompacting it, putting the right base
break
in.
Break that down and think of how many blocks it is in the city here.
Right. Well, and, you know, it's Fifth Street. We got a bit, got it engineered, and the price on that was over $6 million from Jefferson to Fremont.
Wow.
And we talked about Lincoln. We know Lincoln needs to be fixed, Vince, and that's from First Street to Main.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably more like 11, 12 blocks. So that cost, you know, you're looking, I would say right around, this is just a rough estimate, don't hold me to it, about $10 million for that project.
Yeah.
So, like I said, it's out there. We're working on it. We're trying to triple and double our 1 cent sales tax money, so because a lot of these grants have, you know, match funds with it. But if we can do one street with the funding we got, or half of Fifth Street, let's say, with what we got, but can we turn that around and get six or seven projects done? So double and triple our funds. I mean, it's going to happen. We're going to get the streets fixed. But we're trying to be smart on how we fix the street.
Yeah, right.
And running the business, you know, we got to make our money stretch.
You have to. And then also taking into consideration the unstable nature of the cost of anything right now.
Oh,
I mean, going from, you know, doubling for a lot of things, and then that double increases, and then that double doubles, and uh-oh.
Right. You know, it's crazy.
Scary times right now.
It is. And like I said, we've done well. You know, we had that $245,000 in our carryover, and in 3 years, you know, we raised it to $3.1 million, a little over. So, but that money will keep the city running. If something happens, that's to keep our police department running, our fire department, our water and sewer. So that will give us an extra 10 or 12 months of carryover money that we can take and use to keep the city operational. So, like I said, we've done a great job. The chief has, Lance has, Regine has, and Shari has, about cutting funding. Where can we cut? I mean, we squeezed it down quite a bit. We're not just frivolously spending funds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've worked on it to put this money in there so we can run the city in the future. So before, $245,000 that we had in our carryover would have probably not run us a half a month.
No.
So, and like I said, just a lot of things going on in the city. It takes a lot to run the city. And without these department heads that I have, one person can't do the job.
No way.
And you got to be dependent on them. And like I said, I don't micromanage them. They come to me with problems and issues, and I think they do a good job for me. And if people ought to be thanking them, because they all have Landers in their hearts, the best things for Landers, what they do. So, they care about our city, and they care about the citizens. So when you see these guys out and they're working, talk to them. So, and I just want to talk to Vince about the council meeting. You know, over the past year, we've had renewed interest in the city government.
Yeah, you mentioned this last night,
right.
The public comment.
Right, and I just want to take and let people know, if you want to get on our agenda, I mean, we got so many people that want to talk anymore. We want you to talk to us. But we'd like to keep it about what's on our agenda and get your comments in to our clerk, which is Tammy Haichu right now. And we will let you address the council. But we want to try and keep it so we can answer the questions, too, when you call in and you write your question into us so we have the information to give you.
Mm-hmm.
Us getting caught off guard is pretty tough to answer when we don't have the information we need. If it's off topic, off the agenda, probably won't happen. But if it's something that's important.
What I've seen sometimes where, I mean, you have to consult with the city attorney who has to consult with another before you can answer.
Yeah,
so
that's
it, right. I've seen where that happens. I do get people's frustration because it's like, well, how come you don't have the answer right now? It's like, well, like he said, it's one, being put on the spot, and two, like, I don't know if I can answer that right now in the public setting. So
as I said, we want to hear from you. You have the mayor and council's emails, you know, on the city webpage. Call us. Set up an appointment to meet with us. The doors are open. Every day they're open. But I still have to worry about the safety of my employees, too. And if you go to any of these entities, the county courthouse, you go any place, the banks, anywhere, you've got to talk through windows and stuff. Because we do have irate people come in and scream and holler, as we well know. And it's a safety issue, and you got to take care of your employees, too. My employees are number one. Without my employees, I can't run the city.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want anybody to get hurt, but we do get people that are upset that come in and scream and holler and want to get in your face, and we can't have them just walk right in the door. We'll buzz them in. I have never turned down a meeting. I know Chief has never turned down a meeting. Lance and Regine and Shari have never turned down. Just if you don't understand, make an appointment. Come down and visit with us at City Hall. Doors are open. It's friendly.
Can people make the appointment?
Just call 332-2870, and it'll give you a list of people to call and leave a message. They'll call you back.
Perfect.
If you can't get a hold of them. But they will all answer their phones, and then we will call you back. So,
and like you said, too, it is just good to see renewed interest in people going I just started, you know, I'm over a year now, but I've gotten to see people start, you know, almost no one showing up to the council meetings, and then now more and more people are showing
and
up.
And we can set up more chairs, too, in that council room. Well, we can put 75 people in there's capacity or 100. You know, we can get in there pretty comfortable.
BYOC, bring your own lawn chair.
Yeah, don't do that.
chairs.
We'll get
camp
you a
outside.
Chair.
No.
And we'll make sure there's more set up if we need to. Last night caught us off guard a little bit, but we'll make sure there's chairs available for people to sit in. And we would just go up closer to the bench is what it'd be. There's room in there.
Gotcha.
So, but we'll make it happen. And if big groups come and we need to go to the community center, we can always move it up there if we start having these big groups. So,
okay.
But like I said, just some good things happening. You know, like I said, not trying to scare anybody away. But, you know, if you have questions, don't be afraid to call and ask.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I don't know them, and if it's about the police department, I'll sure find out and we'll get the chief on it. Or, you know, infrastructure problems with the city, or get Lance on it. Or
exactly.
Planning commission, you know, is
Regine. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, you go ahead.
I say, speaking of, we do have the Lander Police Chief Scott Peters here today.
Right.
Was there anything that you wanted to fill us in on? Anything going on with the Lander Police Department?
Oh, just a couple things. Just a couple awarenesses. Be careful, that river's running fast. So do us all a favor. I mean, we love to go down there, but please keep your dogs and kids out of it because it's not a time to go wading in at this time.
No, it's not.
Besides that, I mean, everything is going well. You know, the mayor tapped on the weeds things, the weed aspects. We understand we're actually getting inundated. I ask people to be patient with us.
Yeah.
Because literally we're getting 5 to 7 calls a day related to people's weeds. And it does take time because a lot of these folks, you know, a lot of the folks that we deal with, especially these bigger things, they don't live here.
Right.
This is different when you have somebody in a house. That's one thing. But there are folks who summer other places or winter other places, and it takes us a while to track them down. So inevitably, it takes a few days for them to get their stuff cleared up. Hopefully, a few days. Sometimes it takes a week. But we keep getting repeat calls. So be patient with us with that.
Doing your best with the, and like we mentioned, it all happens so quick.
Yep. Yeah, that and then the code enforcement aspects, it's just amazing the amount when it comes to because the city didn't have a code enforcement officer for a few years. And
right.
So we brought it back last September. Well, he's inundated. I tell you, he's doing we could technically have three or four code enforcement officers, but since you were just talking about budget, we don't have a budget for that.
Right,
so
right.
we're doing the best we can. So be patient with us on that.
Yeah. He's the code enforcement officer. That doesn't mean he's the weed disposal guy. he's not the one that goes and cuts the weeds down. It's he just takes the calls, and even that's a lot right now.
That's true. He's busy. Besides weeds, you know, he deals with dogs. He deals with parking problems. So he's got a multifaceted job. He's kind of a jack of all trades when it comes to code enforcement.
Staying busy.
Yeah, he's extremely busy. The other thing is, if you haven't noticed, I actually just ran into a gentleman this morning who got kicked out of Yellowstone a couple days ago. We have an influx. They literally, the way it happened in Yellowstone is they just literally came in there and said, "You guys got to get out."
Yeah.
And they funneled them and shoveled them out of the park. Well, they're trying to find places to stay. So there's a lot we're going to end up with. You're going to see a bunch, if you haven't already, which I've noticed over the last day, a massive influx of people. Their vacations got shot, and now they're trying to find a place just to stay.
And then everything in the immediate area is already filled up. And if it wasn't already before the displacement, then now it especially is.
Yep. So if you see it, you know, be patient with them. There's a little chaos to their vacations going on right now. So,
yeah, and if there's any way we can get the word out on how we can help or get folks to help, just let us know and we'll do our part too. I did want to ask you. You mentioned last night. I mean, it's nothing crazy, but that you guys have been busier this past month. I liked your comment that of course when you say everything's calm and nothing's going on, then it perks up. I was wanting to know if there was anything that we could get the word out to folks about what we can do or what's going on or what you were referencing there.
Well, actually I had a few people tell me that, you know, because I don't believe in superstitions. So I just don't, for the fact of being in this job long enough, you know, the knock on wood, we haven't had this happen. You know what? I just don't believe in that.
Right.
You know, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Exactly.
Main thing is having the community vigilant. Like I've been talking about when it comes to thefts, you know, a lot of our thefts are not smash and grab thefts. They're crimes of opportunity. Mm-hmm. So our car stuff is literally people are leaving their cars unlocked. They're leaving their keys in their car. They're leaving their guns in the car, stuff like that. That's what I've been trying to put out over the last 6 months of, hey, you know, we live in a great town, but lock up. Don't make it easy for somebody.
Right.
Because what a lot of folks don't know, which hopefully I'm not killing another superstition, is is that 95% of our crime when it comes to theft is not internal theft. It's not people from land or stealing. We have people coming into our community and causing that issue.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what I talked about before is our theft has been down 25% in the last year, which is great because lander was the highest in the state a year ago.
Oh, wow.
So we are making progress, but inevitably, as soon as I said that, guess what? We had a rash of thefts. But to put it on the good side is we do have highly trained professional officers who know what they're doing, and we've caught almost all of them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we're doing our end and we're catching them, but the downside is that, you know what, it already happened to you. We're catching them after the fact, after they've violated your security of your blanket of going into your car and taking something or stealing from you. And we've been able to get a lot of the stuff back, but some of it we haven't been able to get back. So people do have losses. So the good thing is that, you know what, if, you know, we know what we're doing, you're not going to get away with it if you come into Lander and commit a crime. But the downside is we'd rather it not happen.
You'd rather people at least did their part to make it a little bit easier on you.
Yes. But in turn, our calls have gone up, not so much on the theft side, but they've gone up just in general. We've had a lot of the weed calls. If somebody calls and have weeds, it creates a call. Well, in the big scheme of things, that should be a whole separate entity, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it comes to, well, Lander had this many calls. Well, the thing is, those type of calls have been driving. When we're getting four or five of those a day, we're getting the majority of the calls that we're getting are not massively, you know, like class one crimes or anything like that.
Right,
it's just,
right.
It's little stuff So in turn, that's driven our calls up massively here in the last few months.
But it's just showing that people know that they can call about the small things and that something will get done when you guys have the opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, we don't discourage. I don't discourage anybody from calling. I mean, if there's, that's why we're there. We're there to help. I mean, there are some times you might hear where it's like, really, you can't talk to your neighbor.
Yeah.
But
yeah, yeah.
You know, we encourage that too. But you know what? There's nothing. If you ever get to the point where you want to call, you always call. That's why we're there for it. But what I was getting at last night when it comes to our calls going up, it is driving our call numbers up, but there's nothing wrong with the aspect of why somebody's calling. It's just in the big scheme of things, when we're putting the data out there so that people can know the numbers, we are increased.
Then they know why. The numbers are so large, yeah. Well, and it's just summer months, so I mean, you combine all of that. I mean, everyone's outside now. People are leaving their windows down, lending to those thefts, and just got to get it out of your head. Lock up, roll the windows up, and keep your stuff safe.
Yeah, and it will help. I mean, people don't realize it. Just by locking your car, you know, like we had about 3 weeks ago, we had four car thefts, people stealing out of cars one night. Literally, they scattered over a four-block radius, and there was a lot of cars on the road, but they only went for the cars that were unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who had their cars locked, nothing happened. They skipped right by. So, you know, just that little bit deters.
And why not? Yeah, just a little bit of forethought goes a long way.
It's true.
All right. Well, we are going to have to go and wrap things up here, run out of time. But, Mayor, was there anything else that you wanted to get out to the folks while you're here?
Yeah, I just want to tag on to the Chief's thing there about on the weeds and stuff. I think if you could be good neighbors, I mean, I got a list on my desk, and I will – you know, write them down and get them turned over to the Chief. But I think if we just go out and be a good neighbor and talk to each other, we've forgotten, Vince, how to treat each other after being locked up for two and a half years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just be kind out there to everybody, you know, and treat each other respectfully. And I think you'll see a lot more things accomplished. And if your neighbor's elderly and he needs some help or she needs some help, might not hurt to offer a little bit. So
yeah,
just be kind to each other out there, and want everybody to be safe, and just have a good day.
Exactly.
So, thank you, Vince.
Well, appreciate you guys filling us in on all of that. Mayor, thank you for giving us info on all the council meeting happenings last night.
There was a lot.
Chief Peters, as always, anytime you want to stop by, thanks for the updates. We appreciate everything you guys are doing and keeping our streets safe. People, lock your doors, lock your cars, roll up the windows. Just take it easy on the LPD, given that they're doing a good job and they don't need any extra calls coming their way. We're going to go and take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, we've got a quick conversation with Renee Schell from Wyoming Game and Fish.